Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. And each week we look at a song lyric or two and recognize these lines of heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need so we can live in love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope, connecting our heart cries with heaven. Today we'll continue our series called The Adventure of It All. This is number 5. And we talked about that this is about a connection within, our desire and our heart cries for more of life. We talked about that this is an inside-out journey. Firstly, it's inside that we're going and looking at the things of our heart, the cries, the dreams, the visions, the desires we have to do life and accomplish things, have purpose. And so we have to do the journey inside first and recognize that it starts within us and then we put feet to it. I believe that life is meant to be a journey that takes us into all the more of life, like a river and not a pond, which is stagnant, a movement that continues to move us into growth and into a new territory of life and fulfilling the destiny of our life so we can leave a legacy when we finish it all here on earth. Life's an adventure that will take us where we've never gone before. And so it's so important as we start this new year that we have this kind of a focus and a determination to enjoy 2020, to see it as an adventure, not just something to get through and, not just enduring the week so we can get to the weekend, but every day, throughout the day, being more mindful that there's many gifts in each day and we need to be able to receive them, enjoy them. We need to be able to be a gift. We need to be able to recognize that there's purpose for our life. And our life is an adventure that we can fulfill the purposes that I believe God is already determined for our lives. You know, in the Bible, it talks about that God says, I have a plan for your life, a plan to prosper you, a plan that is going to make you fulfilled and fruitful, one that will meet you in such a way that will give you meaning in life and enjoyment in life. And so I believe that. I believe that's God's best for us, and he wants us to have that. But I believe it's up to us to make the decision and keep making the decision to go forward. You know, last week we focused about having joy on the journey, enjoying the journey. It's a different focus to enjoy the here and now of our journey than to simply focus on the completion of our goals. We talked about that. You know, it's different. I talked about my story last week of, you know, as a visionary person all my life, I was missing many times the here and now, the present, the everyday kind of situations that I took as normal, and I was missing the gifts in that. I was just focused on the future more than I was in the present. So I've made that adjustment, continue to do so, and I've been enjoying life a whole lot more, and I've been enriched by each day a whole lot more than I ever have been in my life. You know, we use this quote, which I really, really love. Joy is a response to having been united with what we love. Isn't that beautiful? Joy is a response to having been united with what we love. And so that's part of the journey. Find out what we love and give ourselves to that, and so that we can be a people that are about our passions, grateful, fulfilled, sharing the life that's ours, teaching others, inspiring others to walk in what's theirs. And it's really a good lifestyle, isn't it? And so today I want to focus on our conviction or determination to keep on with our journey, to discover all the more that's ours. It's about having strength for today and hope for tomorrow. And, you know, there's always more that we're to believe for and look for. It's not that we're not content with what we have now, but it's about the heart cry, the hunger of the heart that that's wanting more, that's believing that there's more. See, we're not finished with our journey. There's always more to learn. There's always more to become. There's always more purpose in the way of serving another and helping another. And that's what it's all about as far as I'm concerned. You know, our inner resolve must become clear and strong to keep on with our journey. I want to say that again. Our inner resolve must become clear and strong to keep on with our journey. You know, many times we can get so distracted with other things, and we can put the passions and the pursuits of our heart on the back burner, and we can be about all these kind of trivial pursuits, if you will. You know, we have to fight to keep first thing first. The priorities of our heart and lives have to be on the front burner, and then we have the ability to take care of all the other things. But it's a focus. It's a determination. This is what I'm going to be about. See, I always believe that there will be opposition, challenges of all kinds, voices of doubt and uncertainty from the outside and even from the inside of our lives. And we have to be able to, again, hear those voices, you know, recognize that inside of us there's fear going on, there's worry, there's sabotaging things going on. You know, we avoid certain things. We're being discouraged and we don't even know it. And so we have to really be mindful of these things, what's going on inside our hearts, and so that we can again have peace and conviction and strength, connect with God and our spiritual person, and to be able to go forward, because He wants to help us. We talked a couple weeks ago about having companions and courage and companions for the journey. And so it's a time then to be encouraged by God, encouraged by friends, and get fresh courage and defeat the discouragement that wants to bring us down and cause us to lose momentum and even maybe stop the pursuits that we're about on our journey. We must face our fears, our uncertainties, the critics, and continue to move forward. And sometimes we get paralyzed and we get stuck, and this isn't bad. It becomes a time that we can do some inner work again. Take time to do some personal searching and take an inventory. Identify the fears and the barriers and the blocks, the opposing realities, to connect with God and His promises to help us. He wants to do that, to get replenished and strengthened, new courage, fresh resolve to go for it, to move from fear back to peace and having a quiet confidence. I believe when we reconnect with God and we get that kind of peace back, I'm always telling my people, when our peace is stolen, we got to get our peace back. And when my peace gets stolen, the first thing I'm learning to do is go to God, get my peace back. What interrupted it? What caused me to be afraid? What distracted me? Whatever it was, what button got pushed? And then when I'm able to get my peace back, I'm able then to go forward again with a quiet confidence, with just a quiet confidence that's within me. And it helps me to go forward. It really does. So I want to play a song that will help us with this inner resolve that we're talking about. It's by Tom Perry. And the song says, "I Won't Back Down." A good song by Tom Petty, "I Won't Back Down." Enjoy it.
Down.
I like that. I won't back down. I'll stand my ground. I won't back down. I won't back down. That's such good lyrics. Simple, but good. Really, again, emphasizes what we're talking about here today. So living life to the fullest is God's best for us. An adventurous life is a life that is going for it, looking for the fullest expression, going for new things and more that are for us, I believe preordained for us. Living with the philosophy of having no regrets is something that my wife Karen and I have. We're doing our dreams. We've been doing our dreams for years. We have future dreams, but you know what? We're enjoying the present. And even if those future dreams never came to pass, we're fulfilled and we're just a blessed people because we have enjoyed the journey and we've made the difference in helping many people in our lives in this city and all over the place. We've done this for 40-something years. But more so than ever, we're confident and grateful that we're able to live for now, enjoy the present, enjoy what is ours right now, be grateful for it, and then to even share it as we can and take step after step after step to continue to go forward. And so it's a good way to live. It's an adventurous way. My wife says to some friends a few days ago, our life is not boring, and it's really true. You know, and as we've said many times before, this kind of courage and conviction that we need for the journey is not something that we do all by ourselves. We need friends. We need the help of God himself to have the fear conquered, to be able to have fresh courage to go into the promised lands that he has for us. And he wants to go in with us and even go before us and take us there. But we got to do our part. So important to do our part. So today I really want to focus on this thing of conviction, this thing of a resolve, this recognition that there will be fear, there will be worry, there will be distractions, there will be opposition, but it's up to us to keep on keeping on, and we have to get fresh empowerment to do so that we can continue to take the necessary steps. This is a great song by Kate Perry. It's called Rise. And listen what it says in some of the lyrics. I won't just survive, oh, you will see me thrive. I won't just conform, no matter how you shake my core, cause my roots, they run deep. Oh, ye of little faith, don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins, I know it, I know it. I will not negotiate, I'll fight it, I will transform. When the fire's at my feet again, and the vultures start circling. They're whispering, you're out of time. But still I rise. This is no mistake, no accident. When you think the final nail is in, think again, don't be surprised. I will still arise. I must stay conscious through the madness and chaos, so I call on my angels. This is a great song. Enjoy this song and be encouraged by it.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core, cause my roots, they run deep. So little faith, don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins, I know it, and I will not negotiate. I'll fight it, I will transform. When the fire's at my feet again, and the vultures are stuck. They're whispering, you're out of
Such a great song. I love it. I'm glad we can enjoy it together. And so this whole thing of the adventure of life, the adventure of it all, I hope this encourages you. I hope that you will just be inspired by some of this and encouraged by it. Many of you, you know, this is not new information, but it's fresh information if we let it be fresh. It continues to help me in my own personal journey. I think next series we're going to start is the story of our lives, the story of your life and my life. Each one is different. And so I think seeing life as an adventure and now beginning to personalize it and focus on the story of your life, I think this will again give us some fresh tools and encouragement to really take life and get from it what I believe God intended. And so enjoy this. Feel free to call me at 949-328-7230. If you need any help or any friendship, come and visit us also on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket. We have a community breakfast at 9 a.m. and many, many of the homeless friends in the city come and we get to enjoy each other and have a great meal together. And many of them stay and are part of our Christian community. We have a gathering at 10 o'clock and we're always looking for volunteers around 8:30. And whether you stay for the Christian community, attend the gathering or not, that's up to you. But the bottom line is we can use you and we would love to have breakfast with you. I look forward to talking with you next Sunday at 7:30 a.m., our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. Also come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store, in the corner of Anita and PCH. We're a buy, sell, and trade store featuring trendy, upscale vintage clothes for women and men. Profits from the store help us help people in Laguna to come into a new season of life. Have a great week and enjoy the venture of it all.